Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Jay Gruden on the Rude Guest Hotline. Coach, what's up? Good to talk to you again. How are you?
It's good to be here, Grant and Danny. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
We are chilling. No Jaden Daniels, no problem for the offense. They dominate the Raiders. Marcus Mariota was great. I feel like Cliff Kingsbury was in his bag and had a hell of a day. They come out with an extra tackle as a tight end because they're without John Bates. They run the ball right at the Raiders, who had stopped the run for a couple weeks. What'd you make of their offensive plan and Kingsbury's play calling without Daniels?
I thought it was great. We mentioned it last week. They got to make sure they get an extra tackle in there to help out in the running game, and they did that. And Trent Scott, man, I think he might deserve a game ball. He did an outstanding job at the point of attack. They helped, obviously, the right tackle, Connerly, quite a bit. He's only one-on-one on the Crosby only a few times. So they did a great job. They moved the people around, the fronts around. They mixed it to run, the pass, the zone reads. Quarterback design runs, kept the Raiders on their heels, and Marcus was outstanding.
Crosby made an impact because he's great. That's what he does. He you know, he bothers you, disrupts things, and you know, whether it's wrong, a holding penalty, got a sack, a couple tackles for loss, etc. But just in general, how do you think they did trying to negate him?
Oh, they did great. You know, the sack he got was it was a tough protection. He tried to pull the guard and try to get out the Crosby, which is never a good protection. He just beat the guard over there. So. To the quarterback. But overall, I thought it was outstanding. Like I said, you know, the thing I like most about this team is, you know, everybody participates. If you dress, you're going to play. You know, Chris Moore had a catch. McLaurin, Bebo did some good things. All the linemen participated. Trent Scott, I thought Chris Paul had a great game at left guard, filling in for Brandon Coleman. You know, Zach Ertz made some plays, and obviously McNichols comes in and has a big run. Rodriguez had 11 carries, and Merritt, you know, Krosky Merritt did a good job. So they all participated. They all did their part. And it was a great team win for that offense. And then defensively, same thing. I mean, these guys all play hard.
Jay, what do you make of the fact that Mariota's now played three times, dating back to last year? He played four quarters, missed the first drive against the Panthers, and they scored 40. He comes in week 18, game 17 against Dallas, leads them back to a win, was 15 of 18, was great. And then yesterday, they score 40 again. I mean, he's been so good for them. Not thought of as a starter, though, but he's clearly a fit in this offense.
Oh, for sure. Now, they had a lot of help. They had a punt return for touchdown, a kickoff return to the 10, and a run up the middle that, you know, the guy broke four tackles and scored a touchdown from 60 yards out. But, yeah, he's an outstanding player. He's a first-round pick. The only thing that's hurt Marcus is injury history. That's it. I mean, he's been productive at other places. My brother loved him. He had him. For some time out there and loved him, and he's been a good quarterback. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field when he's had that long-term opportunity.
Jay Gruden with us here on Grant and Danny. So to that performance, I think there was three or four drops in the game. There's a throw. So pretty much he's, you know, 19 for 21 in terms of throwing, how accurate he was, et cetera. Could have been a much more productive day for a day that was already pretty damn good. Did you see any differences, anything that they were kind of scheming up differently just to make sure that he was comfortable, or did it just look like the normal game plan to you?
It looked like a normal game plan, other than, you know, with Bates out, they brought in the extra tackle,
brought
in some big people a lot more than often. But, yeah, they did a great job of keeping them in the pocket, and they weren't in very many tough situations. And when they were, They were very conservative in their play calls. You know, if they had third and 12, they're probably going to call screen or something like that. But first down, second down, if they threw it, they had guys open, and Marcus made the right call. And, you know, they blew a coverage. Jeremy Chinn blew a coverage for the Raiders, and obviously McCaffrey got the easy touchdown. So, yeah, I think it was a great game plan. They kept the Raiders off balance with the run pass and play pass and his own reads. And that's what Cliff's been doing all season, or all, you know, since he's been here with Jaden. So it didn't change with Marcus.
What did you make? You talked about the contributions by committee all over the offense, but specifically in the backfield. Rodriguez goes from inactive to the first guy on the field, and he's the only guy that touches the ball for a couple drives. I mean, for whatever reason, Krosky Merritt, they're making him earn everything as a rookie. You know, he eventually gets in there and gets some carries, but it was McNichols who hits the home run from 60. You know, it feels like every week we're expecting, like, oh, Bill's going to carry the mail. He's going to get 20 carries, and it hasn't happened yet. But everybody's been involved. What do you think of how they're doing it?
I think that's a smart way to do it. You know, I think he keeps these guys fresh, keeps them into the game. When their number's called, they have to produce. They have to feel like, hey, if I get an opportunity, I better make the most of this sucker. Otherwise, I'm not going to get another one. So it kind of puts a sense of urgency on their little asses, and they got to go out and perform, whether it's in pass protection or the running game or ball security, punt team, whatever it might be. These guys are all performing. You know, none of them are going to be Pro Bowlers, but they all are very much have a hand in what goes on this offense week in and week out.
Just sort of thinking of that with the kind of that three-headed monster, so to speak, is that something that you feel like is just nothing but hot hand, or is it matchup dependent, or is it, you know, it vary by you know, player package, et cetera? Like, how do you think it's getting decided, and how would you decide it?
Well, I think Rodriguez is a little bit of a bigger back, more between a tackle. So when they bring in the big people, I think it naturally fits Rodriguez to be in there. And if you're going to spread them out, I think it's more for Krosky Merritt. He's got more juice, probably more elusiveness, and probably a little bit better in a pass game. And I think McNichols has probably the most experience on the third down role, pass protecting and doing some things in that nature. So they all have their own separate roles. I think if you're trying to pound people, it's Rodriguez. You're trying to spread people out, it's Krosky Merritt. And if you're trying to get a third down play, it's probably Jerry McNichols.
Jay Gruden with us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Live on Grant and Danny after a 41-24 home win. The Commanders are 2-1. Jay, Dan Quinn took a big shot on the sideline. Everyone was talking about how his face was bloody and he was still at the podium, had the dried blood on the beard or whatever, but he hit his head really hard. It looked like kind of like when Tua has slammed the back of his head and goes into like the fencing posture. Have you ever taken a huge shot on the sideline that you can remember?
I have not, fortunately. I was very well aware of what people were doing, how close they were. I was trying at all costs to get the hell out of the way, but sometimes you can't because people are around you. But, yeah, no, I avoided that stuff, man. My knees are bad. My shoulders are bad. I had too many concussions when I played. There ain't no way I was getting hit. I don't care. I could see it coming a mile away. The only time I almost got hit was on punt. You know, those flyers run out of bounds because you don't see them. You're watching the punt, and all of a sudden there's a flyer coming right at your face. Those are the ones that scare you.
We talked about this before when sometimes, you know, guys like McLaurin, who'd started off kind of slow over the course of a season, weren't getting targeted a ton. And if the offense is humming, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, you put up 30, 40 points, who cares who's getting the looks? But if the offense is kind of sluggish, et cetera, how would you kind of handle this receiver room? Talking about the same way that we were doing just now with running backs in terms of getting guys looks to try to get them going. Again, no complaints. You put up 40-plus points, something's going right. But just in terms of getting guys into their rhythm and getting their sea legs underneath them, et cetera, is it something where you'd go, okay, it's just a feel? Is it a coverage look? Or is it, let me try to get Terry going, et cetera? How would you handle it?
Yeah, it has to be a feel and a coverage look. I think the quarterbacks, Jaden and Marcus, do a good job of taking what the defense gives them. And we're not going to force feed anybody because of that's who you are. We'll get you the ball if that's what the coverage dictates. And that's what great quarterbacks do. They spread it out. And then when it's time comes, if it's a man-to-man look, you work your best matchup, or there's Debo outside against the corner, inside against the nickel or whatever it might be, or Terry on the outside against the corner. So that's going to be up to the quarterbacks to make that decision. It's up to the receivers to get open and find those holes and zones, and then obviously win in man coverage. And for the most part, they've been doing that. You know, I think there's still some room for improvement from the receiver room, and I think they'll get it as time goes on when Jaden gets back and rolling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you be bringing in competition for Matt Gay? Missed his first kick yesterday from 37, was 1-for-4 on the season at that point. Ended up hitting from 46 and 56, but also kicked the ball out of bounds to give the Raiders some momentum.
Yeah, I met Matt on the golf course over at Creighton Farms about a month ago, and they had winter training camp, and he was playing golf. You guys said I had it easy on my player. That was Club J. I saw him on the golf course during training camp. I'm like, what the hell? But he's a hell of a nice guy. But yeah, I think that's something that got to be in your back of your mind. But he did make a big kick. You know, you give him a couple more weeks, see how it goes. But I think he's a good, solid veteran kicker to have. I just don't know who you're going to get off the streets right now. I'm sure there's some people that are available, but right now I'd give him another week or two because he's got the experience.
They did also pay him a record amount of money for a one-year veteran deal. I think he got like $4 million, which is guaranteed up front or whatever. So if you move on from him, you're paying him a bunch of money.
When you get later in the season, you're playing and you got game-winning field goals. I wouldn't blink having Matt Gay kick a field goal for me right now. I know he missed one. You know, just got to get used to the turf over there on that creek, that field, and he'll be fine.
Jay, on the other side of the ball, Washington's defense really good in some areas, you know, maybe left wanting in others. What'd you make of that side?
I thought they played their ass off. I really do. They played hard, and Jesse had a couple big hits. You know, he only had 60 yards rushing. I couldn't believe he didn't get it on a 2-point play, though. That was disappointing. And then fourth and one, they gave to some guy, some white guy I never heard of, which was disappointing as well. But I thought they flew around good. Bobby Wagner was everywhere. Luvu was everywhere. I think those guys did great. Vaughn got his sack. Jean-Baptiste got a sack. I never even heard of him. I think Payne was disruptive. He had a quarterback hurry and tackle for loss. And I think these guys play hard. I think Dorrance Armstrong played very well at defensive end. And Will Harris made some plays. And Lattimore was tight on some coverages. And, you know, Sanistro got beat on a tough quarters beater that a lot of people run versus quarters. And he got beat. He took the brunt of the criticism there. But for the most part, I like the way their defense played.
Dylan Laube or Luby or something?
LaBey.
L-A-U-B-E. Yeah, yeah.
Fourth and one, Dylan Luby up the tackle, off tackle, no gain.
Yeah, give it to that guy as many times as you want.
Here we go. The pronunciation, L-O in caps, so that's got to be low, right?
Low.
So Luby, Dylan Luby.
Yeah, Dylan Luby. Hey, Ashton, you stand over here next to me on fourth and one. We're going to give it to Dylan Luby. What the?
So you weren't impressed by Dylan Luby, it doesn't sound like, Jay.
No, not when I got Ashton Jitsi, a first-round pick standing next to me. I think I'd try to get him in there to run the 3 yards.
That makes some sense.
Yeah, two more yards than we did in the game.
Who was your best old player that you coached in terms of age? I asked this because Bobby Wagner at 35 yesterday was incredible. 11 tackles, 2 sacks, had a couple of other pressures, some TFLs, kind of took over defensively. What does it take at 35 to be that good in this league?
I don't know. He's really good. And him and Luvu together, they're a great combination because when they have a blitz package going, they can read the turn of the center. If they turn to Frankie, then Wagner comes, hits it right up the gut and blows up the running back, and it's vice versa. Luvu does the same thing. So they got a really good combination. They're two physical linebackers. Usually you have maybe one physical linebacker, one's a sideline cover guy, but both those guys are very physical. You know, I just hope that they don't get exposed in pass coverage. But for the most part, they're very good. As far as the oldest guy I've ever coached, Donald Penn was 38 when he replaced Trent Williams. He played pretty good for us, although we had to chip him every time. But he got a lot of mileage out of his career, that's for sure.
Yeah, you coached London late, too. I mean, he was such a
good
player.
London. I never had London. Oh, unfortunately. I would have loved to have London.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought there was 1 year crossover. I guess not.
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, just those guys, though, in their mid-30s that still got it. It's so impressive to me because shoot, I'm 37, and it's like, you're 2 years younger than me out there just getting two sacks, man. Good for you.
Well, he probably doesn't have as many hot dogs and nachos as you.
Well, I don't eat nachos, but otherwise you're on point. You're on to something, Jay. Buffalo wings, nachos, cookies, brownies. You got something. Yeah, yeah. I think
maybe
right.
If you take those out, you could play middle linebacker for the Commanders.
It's probably all it was, honestly, all this time.
It's a better diet.
It was just one too many hot dogs.
Arm length, speed, toughness, talent.
Probably comparable in some of these ways.
All you're missing is a few ingredients. Yeah.
Very, very comparable bodies, me and Bobby.
Height.
How about Daniel Jones through three games? Colts are 41-20 winners over the Titans yesterday, and the game wasn't that close. At one point, it was like 34-10 or something, but Indianapolis is 3-0, and Jones, I mean, I'm not throwing him into the MVP convo, but he's had as good a start as anybody at quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. He is in the MVP convo after three games, for sure. I mean, what the hell else he got to do? He's been very impressive, and yeah, I think he's got a good team around him. He's got a great running game, very good offensive linemen, and their defense is very opportunistic, and they give him good field position. So they're playing very good. Just got to be careful. I remember last year, was it the year before, when New Orleans started out 3-0, and they were talking, they didn't punt for three games, and oh my God, the Saints are the best. They went 4-13 and fired their offensive coordinator. So there's a lot of ball left, but Daniel has been impressive.
Jay, the Eagles have won 19 of their last 20 games. The game they lost took a Devontae Smith drop on a catch that he would make 100 out of 100 times, and Jalen Hurts leaving in that game. It was against Washington. It was pretty miraculous how it happened. But again, 19 of 20 games, they found a way yesterday as well. What can you say about it?
Yeah, they're all around the best team in football right now. It's obviously, I mean, they can hurt you so many different ways. That's their issue. They have two of the best receivers. They don't even have to throw it to them. They can hand it to Saquon, who's the best running back. And Hurts is playing as good a quarterback as there is in the National Football League. Say what you want, but he's a very talented, very good game manager. And when he has to throw, he's productive. When he doesn't have to throw, they're productive. They play good defense. They got two monster D tackles and a good secondary and a good defensive coordinator. So, yeah, I don't know. They don't have any weaknesses. You can't go play the Eagles and say, hey, we can do this and beat the Eagles. I mean, hell, you got to do a lot of good things to beat the Eagles. You got to not turn the ball over. You got to be good with the penalties, and you got to play good, efficient football. Otherwise, you have no chance.
How about the Seahawks?
And the Rams did that yesterday.
Yeah, and they still lost.
Rams did that. Yeah. They just had some field goals blocked, and they were right there.
How about the Seahawks with Sam Darnold? He was efficient, 14 of 18, 218, two touchdowns. They scored on special teams on a 95-yard punt return as well. Even when they don't run the ball, which early this year has been a struggle for Seattle, play really good defense. They're 2-1 in the West.
Yeah, they're very good. I like their coach, and I think Sam's a very good quarterback. They got some weapons. Defensively, they're exciting. They have a very young, exciting, good, fast defense, and they're fun to watch. And offensively, Sam can put it where he needs to. Njigba is really a good player. Cooper Kupp's still doing his thing a little bit, and this Torrey Horton guy is a good player, so they're a fun team to watch.
Green Bay lost yesterday, and I was, you know, I basically been walking around telling everybody that would listen that they're the best team in the league right now this minute after what I just saw them do on national television to both Detroit and then Washington, and then they lay a stinker against Cleveland, Jay.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most uncharacteristic plays I've seen in the National Football League this year. You got 3rd and 3, it's 10-0, and Cleveland can't move the ball. I just hand the ball off, but I think Matt LaFleur has so much trust in Jordan Love, he let him throw it and threw it right to the nickel or the linebacker. It was a horrible throw, horrible decision, and it let Cleveland come back and win, and then a blocked field goal. Next thing you know, the Browns win, but they had no business winning that game, that's for sure. But you just never know on a week-to-week basis. I still think Green Bay is a very good football team, obviously one of the tops in the NFC, one of the tops in the NFL. You can't make a mistake like that on the road when you have a 10-0 lead late in the fourth quarter.
How about Mac Jones leading the Niners back for a game-winning field goal from Eddie Pinheiro to cap a 63-yard drive at the horn from 35 yards out? Two starts, San Francisco's won both of them. Jones has averaged about 290 passing yards in these two games.
Yeah, Bosa's out for the year. The defense has been playing good. Mac has been impressive. I just can't help that. Is Arizona ever going to overachieve? Are they going to underachieve every stinking year? It drives me nuts. I mean, they never make the plays when they have to win a game, and they always get beat close games. They start out good, then they have a 4-game losing streak, and they'll win a couple, be excited, and they'll end up 7-10, and coach will get fired. It's just they drive me crazy. But, yeah, San Francisco's still pretty good without Joey Bosa, without their starting quarterback, but you know, they're going to have to play a lot better.
That Chargers-Broncos game was great. Justin Herbert has been fantastic just through a few weeks, but what can you say about them?
Yeah, Justin's top of his game right now. They're allowing him to throw the ball a lot more often. He can use his legs. He can scramble within the pocket. Quentin Johnson has probably made the biggest improvement from a couple of years to now. I think he's playing as good as anybody at wide receiver, which I would have never thought that his first call. He dropped more balls than he caught. So, yeah, I think they've been very impressive, and they play great defense, and Harbaugh's got them reeled in, and they got them all believing. So, and they got great leadership on that football team, and they're going to be very, very good. Very tough team to beat because they don't mess up. Justin Herbert's not going to mess up like he did in the playoffs very often. He had those lots of interceptions. That's not going to happen again. And if he protects the ball, they'll play good defense. They'll be in every game.
Last one for you, Jay. The Commanders next play the Falcons, who just got shut out by the Panthers 30-0. Michael Penix has more picks than touchdowns through now six career starts. Touchdown and two interceptions this year. They haven't had a score from a wide receiver or a tight end, I don't think, this season either. What do you make of how he's playing in that offense?
Brutal. It is a brutal showing. And they had went to Kirk late the fourth quarter, and it's not good. He missed guys wide open. It's bad. So I don't know what they're going to do. They were a quick trigger last year. Not really quick, but they pulled Kirk, then they went to Penix. So I don't know if they're going to have a quick trigger to go back to Kirk again if he has another stinker like that. But that was my on Kevin Shea's show, that my pick of the week was the Atlanta Falcons, and they lost 30-0. So that wasn't a very good pick. So I couldn't believe what I watched. It was horrible football on both sides of the ball. I mean, it was just, there are some very, very bad football teams out there. I mean, very bad. And Atlanta is one of them, and Carolina is another, and the Houston Texans are one. They can't protect anybody. And there's some bad ball going out there right now.
So you think the Falcons, like, I know that was a dreadful game, but you actually think they're a bad team in terms of Washington's going there this week?
They got shut out by the Panthers. They're the 32nd ranked defense last year, and they got shut out. They have Bijan Robinson. They have Drake London. They have a number 9 pick in the NFL draft.
I guess I'm looking at it. The spread is like 1.5 points right now going to Atlanta. I just think at home they'll play better than that.
Hell no. We're going to load the truck up and bet on the Commanders.
All right, let's go. Let's do that. What about if you and I do it together?
I'll put in a dollar. Now it's a small truck.
Yes. I'll put in a dollar. You put in the rest, and then we'll split the
winnings. Split it 50-50.
There you have it.
All right, I'll text you about some details on that. Thank you, Jay.
You got it.
Appreciate you as always, Jay.
You got it.
Be good, brother.
Thanks for having me. See you.
The coach, Jay Gruden, joining us on Grant and Danny for his weekly appointment on The Fan. He's always great.
The best.
Just love having Jay on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.